And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm in a filthy mood.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't really know why. I've just been in a filthy mood all day. I might be on my period. Or, Tony, I might have been having a tuber moment and got over it. That's this week's phrase of the week, although there is a word of the week as well that I thought up myself. I'll tell you all about having a tuber moment after the first song. But if you don't mind, I'm going to crack straight on with it this week. We're going to try and do a pacey show. It's good fortune that when I visited the P.O. box yesterday, that there was the new album sent from Captain Oi by the Vibrators. This from Under the Radar. We're the Dead.
Hello? Is there anybody there?
That was the Vibrators, Tony, and We're the Dead from their new album, which is brand spanking new and only reached me yesterday. Very pleased about it. Came out of the blue. Wasn't expecting it. It's particularly nice because this Saturday I am hoping to go and see the Bleach Boys, who are supporting the Vibrators.
Oh, nice.
They're doing a short tour of the UK now. Well, it starts on the 27th, which is Friday in Bristol, and then goes on to Bedford on Saturday, and I am hoping to go, and I've got plans for that as well, Tony. I'm hoping to do a rockumentary of the Bleach Boys that day.
Nice.
They're already worried about it. It's not going to be anything great. It's just going to be a bit of a laugh, and I've got a plan. Then they go on to Camden Underworld on Sunday. There's a load of other dates after that, and then next year they join UK subs for a double headlining tour throughout Belgium, Holland, Germany, Sweden, Finland, Poland, and Austria and Switzerland. So there you go, that'll be brilliant. And the new album's out now. I've had a listen to it. It is good. It's exactly what you'd expect from the Vibrators. It's good. I don't know what you'd expect from the Vibrator, Tony, but this is certainly what you would expect from the Vibrators. You're listening to Mustang Lightning at the moment. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds. Now, I've got a lot of additional material this week, Tony.
Okay.
I am going to read some of it out now, starting with Word of the Week. Which is phrase of the week to start with. There will be a word in the second half of the show. But the phrase of the week, as you've already heard, I'm now going to read it out. This came through from Fatboy and says as follows. Hey up, Paul. Glad to see you back in the land of driving. So am I. Word of the week, well, more of a phrase if you want to be pedantic, as coined yesterday, is having a tuber moment. to be used instead of "I was shitting myself." See, this is good. This is exactly what we're after. In front of mixed company, senior management and a representative of the sound that normally accompanies said turd. Example, as per yesterday, open brackets, cut short, close brackets. Andy G. Looks like we're about to run out of money on this project. Oh, hang on, there's a mistake here. Fat boy, thank Christ for that. I was having a tuba moment there for a while. Andy G. Yes, a whole new brass section started up in this side of the office. Anyway, mustache, there's a Southerners. The Southerners getting flooded on the telly, which is always good for a laugh. Cheers, fat boy. This was sent over a week ago. Since then, fat boy, you shouldn't have prompted it, man, because I believe there are some Northerners in a bit more fucking trouble now.
Yeah.
I think they really are having a tuba moment up there in the Northwest. Always nice hearing Cockermouth on the telly, though. You might remember I did a Facebook status to that effect. Now, that's my additional material number one. There is another bit I want to read out in this bit. This is an email I got from someone. I got this from Mark, the patron saint, last week, which did... it's in response to what I said about foxes.
Right.
Dear Paulie B, you should be ashamed of yourself promoting fox hunting, stabbing compasses in their eyes, pouring acid down their throats and then throwing them against trees. Come on, Paul. Everyone loves rabbits, but blimey, you must have been affected by your pesto-infused hummus and garlic ciabatta, making you temporarily middle class. What next? Will you be voting Tory? Best regards, Mark, the patron saint. P.S. Please find a picture of my fluffy bunnies, as I don't have any pictures of girls in jodhpurs. Well, more's the pity, because when I saw your fluffy bunnies and discovered that they, not only were they both lops, but one of them looked particularly like Rhonda, it made me hate foxes even more, and I sent you an email back saying, actually, I go out of my way to try and run them over. So thank you very much, Mark, but I remain unchastised. The only good fox is a dead fox, as far as I'm concerned, and I don't care how you kill them. So, right, that's that. Now, there is more stuff that I'm going to read out from my additional material this week, Tone, but if it's all right with you, I'm going to get straight on with the next song.
Okay.
Because fine. This is a band. Now, look, we've got quite a lot of punk at the start of the show this week, having not had much punk in a while. The Electric Cox, Tony.
Right.
They're okay. A new band. This all fits in so beautifully well. They're a new band fronted by none other than John Codger. Ooh, he's so dreamy. And they've only recorded 3 tracks in the studio so far. He did send me a CD of them, which I picked up yesterday, hence the reason that the show's a day late, because all this stuff came through and I need to have a listen to it, etc., etc. Guess what the Electric Cox are doing on New Year's Day, Tony?
Gigging?
Yes, they are. They're playing at the 100 Club.
Oh, nice.
On Oxford Street as one of their first ever gigs. And guess who they're supporting?
Vibrators?
The Vibrators. Yeah, I know. God. What are the chances?
Nice.
So they're supporting the Vibrators at the 100 Club Festival on New Year's Day. And guess who's going to be there?
You.
Oh, no, it all fits in perfectly. I didn't ask you the Vibrators MySpace page, Tony. What's the Vibrators MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... The Vibrators?
It is. It's Tony on Paulie being internet, Neil. And what are the Electric Cox MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Electric Cox.
Oh, you're good this week. Tony 2, Paulie being internet, Neil. This is Electric Cox.
Shut up! so quick. The writing's on the wall, baby, can't you see? I can't take no moment to inflict on me. Electric cocks, my pulse beats when I'm in the dark. Electric cocks, say it up and right, baby. Electric cocks, my pulse beats when I'm in the dark. Electric cocks, say it up and right, baby. Cause you're in for the shot.
That was the Electric Cocks, more of them in the future. And when I go down to the 100 Club on New Year's Day, I will take my recording device and try and get some interviews with the assembled punk bands. I like that. That is classic 77 punk rock, mate. Mm. Rather melodic. Mr. Codger's got a slightly higher voice than I thought he would have singing as well.
Oh, he sings as well. Is he so? Is he singing? Yeah. Singing and playing guitar.
He's not playing guitar. He's just singing.
Oh,
looking menacing and dreamy. You're now listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us. Thanks very much for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Have you got any podcast alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your vote so far. We're nearly at the end of the month. You've got a week left. Was it 30th next Monday? Maybe best to hold off your votes if you've not voted so far.
Fucking vote, you fucks. Actually, this month.
Have they not voted so much? Oh, quiet month. Yeah, vote for us. Always need the comments. So go to punkyradio.com if you haven't voted already and hit the important please vote for us link at the top. You enter your email address and a subject in a comment and I'll read them out. Do that and then do it again next Tuesday. But we'll tell you more about that next week.
I imagine.
First December show.
Oh.
Of the year. Right, here's the top five for this week. Tony's great. Really do love the show, and it's all because of Tony. Tony, Tony, Tony. Oh, I love that man. I love him so much. More than life. More than hand jobs. Keep up the great work, Tony. You rock. You can do a great job on my bed anytime. Hugs, Paulie B. Thank you.
I always forget the things I write. I didn't need to say the things I write then.
Oh.
I just did everything.
Fair enough.
I'm not getting any younger. I'm very nearly 30-10.
Oh, dear. Remember, remember. Punky, the full-on pocket rocket. Never a damp squib. From Black Cat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Black Cat.
Yeah. Eclectic Mix's vote for Punky, not anonymous. I thought that the place with the longest name was Clanvir Poch Gringoth Gogereth Quindobreth Clantissimo Gogogoth. In Wales. Cheers, George. From Eclectic Mix. Thanks, George.
Exactly how did you learn that one, Tony?
Rise to the challenge.
How did you learn that one, Tony?
I found on YouTube how to pronounce it.
And practiced.
I split it into smaller sections.
Yeah. And wrote it phonetically.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. You can't beat the Tony anymore. You're too prepared.
Have to be. Got to be on my toes. Well, I'm not exactly going to challenge anyone.
What we'll have to do, Tony, is I'll have to keep something from you, and when we next meet to do a show, I'll just force it upon you, and then I'll give you the word.
Nice. It just feels good. When I'm in a good mood, punk music makes me happy. When I'm in a bad mood, punk music makes it better. This is why I love Punky. Thanks for Limousine and the Shadow Cops. They are fine additions to the Punky playlist. Purs and K.
There you go. That's what she bought. Limousine and the Shadow Cops. Well done, Anne K.
Nice.
I love it when people buy CDs. Oh. Just while I'm here, because I will likely forget. We're not playing a track of it this week, but thank you very much, Bev, from TNS Records. Because you know that brilliant CD, Mainstream Music is Shit?
Yeah.
Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
That we're thanked on.
Yeah.
She's only gone and sent us a copy for our Christmas bumper hamper CD giveaway.
Very nice.
I was so kind of her, out of the blue. That is just a really nice gesture. Thank you so much, Bev. And yes, so that is added to the Speed Kings and one or two other things. And it's looking like it's going to be a good prize. So make sure that when the time comes, you do enter. And we'll play something off it next week.
Yeah. And funnily enough, the final comment, Punky rocks. Punky is the gunpowder in the firework of life. The TNS special was so good, I went out and bought the CD from Graham Holland. There you go. Thank you very much.
Sometimes, Tony, you just can't make it up.
No.
That is two beautifully put together sections. More by luck than design.
Yeah.
We really should have a fucking job on the radio, I tell you. Maybe it's because I just said fucking is the reason we haven't.
Good point.
You never know.
No. But that's it.
So exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Vote Punky. Let's get on with the next song.
Okay.
We haven't played any Japan files in a while. I'm going to put that right now. But can you pronounce it, Tony?
What is it?
You haven't even got the list of songs in front of you, have you?
No. Hang on.
I think
Bubble
the band. Yeah, I think the band is pronounced Bubble Lovel, I suppose. Because I always thought Bubble Lovely. That's Bubble Lovely, that is. But I reckon it's probably Bubble Lovel.
Hmm.
And what about the next word?
Shishukon Mug.
Shishukon Mug! Now, I love Japan Files, Tony, as you know, japanfiles.com. Get on there for all your Japanese alternative music needs. Absolutely brilliant. Very reasonably priced. Very easy to use. And that's the 25th or 26th track or band we've played from there now.
Wow.
I'm nearly ready to make myself a CD to listen to in the car when I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. And that is... Which, of course, is a song about wanking. That's another reason I'm not on the radio. Stop it, Paul. Honestly, if I was on the radio right now, my producer would be having a tuba moment, I tell you. Bubble Lovel there with Shishukon Mug from their latest album, the name of which I can't remember. The album cover doesn't look like the way they sound, put it that way. You're now listening to Dr. Slaggery under us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. What I want to know is, they have got a MySpace page, Bubble Lovel, but... basically, they haven't looked at it since 2007, so I thought what we'd do instead is I'd ask you what their Japan Files page was.
Japanfiles.com/Bubble Lovel.
It is. You're making this very easy for yourself. Bubble Lovel. Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 0. I had one thing to either ask you or tell you then. I've completely forgotten what it is. So instead, I'll say, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. I still need more. Always hungry. Need to get myself through the Christmas period. And for that, I do need twat. And lots of it. So if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. I'm taking a break this week from the massive twats. List of twats that I got sent previously by Geordie Rich, and got one from Russ.
Oh,
indeed. And here we go. Hi Tony, thought it was about time I helped you get some more twat. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I was drafted back into the depths of Bedford to perform my usual top quality DJing to a bunch of ungrateful goths. Unfortunately for all, there was a fat git squeezed into the DJ booth called DJ Rick that usually requires the jaws of life to get him out, supposedly performing the opening set of the night. I did previously approach the promoter and warn her against having him on, but nevertheless, there he was. Anyway, I eventually arrived at the club at 10:45 p.m, bearing in mind it was promoted as a post-Halloween party, to find I was playing some dodgy metal. After downing my first pint, I started to listen to his set, to be horrified at the 20-second delays in between every song, and that he seemed to be playing the same bands in quick succession. I've always considered that with so many different artists available, it's a crime to repeat any band, especially within the space of only 3.5 hours. Eventually, the 12 a.m. came for me.
I'm so sorry, Tony. Just hold on 1 second. I do think it's okay to repeat a band over the evening, or indeed to play two songs by the same band in a row, if you're a talky DJ.
Right.
If you don't talk, if you just play songs, you've got to keep it different. But I think if you're the kind of DJ who every once in a while says, this is a request and goes out to so-and-so, I think it is fair enough that you can then go, that was so good, let's have another one by him. Or, listen, we're going to have two songs now for Madness because they're brilliant, for example.
Yeah.
That's
fair enough. Yeah.
But if you don't talk, fair enough, keep it different.
So, eventually the 12 a.m. came for me to prize him out of the DJ booth, only to be told I've still got a few more songs to play. Okay, I said, but you're encroaching on my time and I'm being paid to be here, so I'll leave it up to you to explain why you're taking the piss. I went back to the bar for another cider and was approached by one of the promoters to ask why I wasn't working. After a brief explanation, by 12:15 I was DJing. I then discovered why there were such long gaps, as the twat hadn't set up the decks in the first place and obviously didn't know his songs that well. Considering he was granted the longest set of the night, I was then left with only 4-5 minutes, promptly messing up my original plans to create a spine-chilling gothic atmosphere, and then had to resort to goth and 80s club classics to refill the dance floor, which had been empty for the best part of nearly 2 hours. I know we've all got to start somewhere, but a basic understanding of how to use CD mixers, timings, and knowledge of your own music has to be essential. So my nomination for Twat of the Week must go to Bedford's DJ Rick, or DJ Prick as he's now known, for a crap DJing style. Perhaps I should have gone with the suggestion of tying a Mars bar to a piece of string to entice him out of the booth. That's from Russ. So, yeah.
Utterly justified.
Completely justified. Nearly chipped off at the end by calling it Twat of the Week, but I'll let that one slide.
Yeah, now come on, Russ.
Cool.
How long have you been listening to this show? Twat of the Week.
Twat of the Week.
Sometimes I think you're only listening to this show for your own personal ego. God forbid that would be why we'd make it. Alright, let's have it.
Yep, so DJ Rick, or DJ Prick from Bedford,
is a twat.
Thank you.
Absolutely justified.
Completely.
Now, strangely enough, because this show is just one of those ones that's just fitting together, the next track we're playing this week, Tom, is one of two from the same CD.
Right.
That I'm going to be playing one after the other. Well, I mean, there'll be the break, there'll be the gap. But they are by different artists. Now, we've already played two bands from England and one band from Japan. This band are from Finland.
Okay.
And they're from a CD that I don't think's out yet. It will be out very soon, called Shrink to Fit Volume 2. Cop-picking rockers. It's come through from our very good mate Steve Hooker down in Southend. You know, he sends us things once in a while, and he's very much a kind of rockabilly blues fantastic guitar player, collaborates with a lot of people. There is a track on here by Roddy Radiation, who's of course famously the Specials, but we're not playing that, which is a bit slow. It's actually Roddy Radiation and the Bone Diggers, but we're not playing that. We're going to play this track by GT Rockers. Now, GT Rockers are a relatively new band from Finland. I've been on their MySpace page. There's lots of stuff to listen to on there. And also friends with a lot of the classic rockabilly and psychabilly and neo-rockabilly bands of the last 25, 30 years, including the Blue Cats, who, of course, the frontman for them was Dave Phillips, a man who used to drive me around in a van after his Blue Cat days, and I never knew he was anything remotely famous. I just called him the boy who makes the tea, and he did. I did upset him once when I said that putting curry powder in beans did not make them a curry. But that's another story. What I want to know is, what is GT Rockers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/GT Rockers.
It is indeed. It's Tony 4, Paulie B, Internet 0. It's a draw at least, and this is 10 inch cuffs. Personally, Tony, I don't know about you, is when I heard that track, I thought, I know it'll like that. The lovely Steph, she'll like that a lot. That's her sort of thing. Mm. But then, on a second hearing, I thought, but do you know what? I reckon they could have done to turn the vocals up a bit on that. Just a personal thing. If you agree with me, send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email. You're absolutely right, Paul. They should have turned the vocals up on that. If you don't agree with me and think they've got the vocals absolutely right, why not send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email. Shut the fuck up, you useless fuckbag. Right.
Okay.
Fair that enough. Should be enough to give any producer a cheaper moment. Now, this is the last week, Tony, if I get it right. And remember, this is the last week I will be telling you about GoDaddy to the tune of Chromosoma 3.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a fantastic instrumental on the Steve Hooker, the Shrink to Fit Volume 2 CD that I just played by Mr. Hooker himself, which I am probably going to replace it with if I get around to it this week. But anyway, would you like me to, because I don't imagine you've had a chance to look at it and it's probably gone out of your mind.
Yeah.
Would you like me to tell you a little bit about our friends GoDaddy.com to the tune, possibly for the last time, of Chromosoma 3?
Yes, please.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourself. After all, everything is laid out really simply on the site. And if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's
PUNKY7,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY8 code, that's
PUNKY8,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35. Nicker, it's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my clients use them, yeah.
And there is now a PUNKY9 code, which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Sorry, that code is
PUNKY9.
Very good. Hey, you Brits! I'm saying that. Yet another code, PUNKY25, that's
PUNKY25.
Gives 25% off orders of over 65 quid. Buggeration! It's witchcraft. So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs. Do you think that's all clear now, Tom?
I think that's clear enough, yeah.
You think that's clear enough? Well, it would seem seem remiss of me to do anything else and get on with the next track. This is Switchblade, Soul of Denim.
He had me, man. He was pulling away from me just before he crashed.
Switchblade, Soul of Denim, Tony, from the CD Shrink to Fit Volume 2. Now, I don't know a lot about this band. They're a new band from Germany. They don't appear to have got a MySpace page yet, hence no opportunity for me to ask you a question about that. So it just remains, Tony, for Paulie B and Internet Mill. All right?
Yeah.
If I do get any more information about them, I will pass it on. I reckon they're quite a promising new band. Well done, chaps. You're listening to Project Marv underneath this. Thanks so much for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony. I would just like to tell you a little bit. Now, have you been following the quite ridiculousness that is the fallout of the France v Ireland game last week?
Oh, I've heard various things on the news about it. Is this the handball incident?
It certainly is. The double handball. How fabulous. I wrote notes straight after it, which is unusual for me, but there you go. It's France v Ireland. Thierry Henry handled the ball not once but twice in setting up France's winning goal. The FA of Ireland wrote to the what I thought was the Football Association of France and really want it to be, because this is really faff, but it's not, which is it's actually the France Fédération Football or something, FFF.
Right.
Asking for a replay, and the French said, fuck off. The Irish government wrote to the French government asking for the game to be replayed. The French government said, fuck off. best people in France, it turns out, are the French sport school teachers. Have you heard about this?
No.
The French Sport School Teachers Association condemned the French team, saying we have got to the World Cup final by unquestionably cheating. Which I absolutely loved. Ireland's manager, Signore Trapattoni from Italy, said he thought it was unlikely the game would be replayed, and he was right. What was also found was UEFA, which is of course curated by the Frenchman Michel Platini, who has hated the English for a long time, but now it turns out hates the ice as well, said absolutely nothing, of course. Roy Keane had a massive rant. Did you hear this? It was absolutely brilliant. Roy Keane just slagged off the whole of the Irish Football Association and said it's absolutely typical. They had lots of chances to win the game during normal play, but they're a bunch of chokers that are scared to go to the next level. It serves them right that they're not there. The Irish FA came back and said, look, Roy, get over 2002. You're the one who made a dick of himself, not us, right? perhaps the most disgusting thing of the whole thing was shortly after FIFA announced that there was absolutely no chance the game would be replayed at all, and they even went as far as to raise the French flag when they raised all the flags of the nations that were going to qualify in South Africa, which is unusual because normally the French flag's coming down, normally when they've surrendered or lost. But Thierry Henry, who everyone's loved for years but now thinks he's a sniffing little cheese-eating surrender monkey and cheat, and proved to be a little shit, after FIFA had done all that, he said he was sorry and thought the game ought to be replayed. Just after they said there was absolutely no chance it would be replayed at all when everyone should shut up about it, he said, oh, I'm so sorry, I think the game ought to be replayed, thinking that would make it all right. No, it doesn't, Thierry. However, I do have to say that there is a footnote to the story, Tony. Not only are Ireland not in the World Cup, which makes me happy, because they never support us in anything, which is the case in point. I was listening to Radio 5 in my car the night this happened, because I'm back in my car and loving it. And they had an Australian ring in on Radio 5 to a phone in late on who said, look, I was in Dublin in 1986, and I saw upwards of 200 Irish fans cheer when Diego Maradona scored a goal with his hand.
Nice.
How quickly these people change their minds. And that, for me, summed it all up. We have been banging on about cheating for years. We are just about, I would say, one of the fairest nations in the world when it comes to football. Maybe other games, not so much. We're quite capable of a bit of gamesmanship in cricket, for example. But in football, we are, I think, just about the fairest team. The polls might argue that Paul Scholes in our 3-0 demolition of them at Wembley a few years ago did score one of the goals with his hand, but it wasn't an important match. There wasn't a lot riding on it. We qualified anyway, etc., etc. I'm not defending that in any way at all. I don't agree with that either. But what Diego Maradona did in 1986 in the World Cup, when we scored the hand of God goal, which I think should be called the hand of cunt goal, and I know we don't like to use that word on the show, but he did. He blatantly cheated, and nothing was ever done about it at all. And the Irish have laughed at us for 23 years about it. I think they've had their comeuppance. I think maybe they'll think twice now. And it just makes me laugh that they're now going, oh, in the spirit of fair play, the game should be replayed and everything should be all right now. And but look, I'm waffling on. The point is, Ireland aren't going to the World Cup. France are. This suits absolutely everyone who likes conspiracy theories, because they're saying they want the big teams at the World Cup finals. Facts are, the Irish would take more fans to the World Cup finals than the French would.
True.
Because the French don't like travelling, because when they travel, they lose. Wars, all sorts. Bread, everything. I've gone on too long about this, which means I'm not going to do the next bit in this bit, but you have got a gig guide. Sorry about that. This is one bit that I imagine isn't, unless the gig's in Ireland, probably isn't going to flow quite as well as the other bit. So I'm quiet now.
Yeah, this is, it's only a short one, but it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh.
Just a short one from Luke, who used to be in the Chavs, Luke Puke.
Yes, who's still got all my fucking records.
Who's got all your records, and he's the guitarist in Riot Squad.
He's got all my fucking records.
And he's got all your records. And he's in a new band called The Nerks.
Oh, I'm surprised his new band aren't called We've Got Paul's Fucking Records. Or The Record Stealers.
And I think he's singing, I think. but they're playing their first gig.
Well, what's he singing? What are the songs called? We've got all Paul's records. Ha ha, Paul, you haven't got any records. All your records are in my dad's loft. I've had your records for 2.5 years. And the old classic, Yabu sucks, I've got your records.
That's the ones. Might be an opportunity to get them back, though, if he's in the area. If he's in...
Well, yeah, it'd be nice.
He's in Warsaw.
Yeah.
This Saturday, 28th. Yeah, that's this Saturday. At 8 p.m. It's a free gig. And
cool.
I'll text him, because I'm going to try and go. If I can't go, then we can at least meet up before the gig or something and get your records.
That would be lovely, Tony. You love him and I like you.
Yeah, I'll text him. But yeah, so there you go. The Nerks in Warsaw, Black Market, this Saturday, 8 p.m. And it's free. There'll be other bands on as well. Support the Black Market if you are in the area.
Please do support the Black Market. They've been doing a bit of grief, haven't they? And it's a great venue, and they deserve all the help they can get.
Yeah.
Although we're never going to let Dave in the chavs again. What if his funk?
Him and his funky notes.
What?
He screwed up Egyptian.
So that's this Saturday.
Yes, that's this Saturday.
If you're in the area, go. And if you see Luke, say, oh, Paul wants his records back.
Yep, that's it.
That's it, cool. Okay, next track then. So this is the first bit of the show that hasn't gone with anything at all. Sorry about that. This is Ocean Cats, who are, of course, from Minneapolis. And what I want to know is, Tony, what is Ocean Cats' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/OceanCats.
It is indeed. It's 25, probably being the internet nil. This does fit in, Tony. I've just worked out why. Because the reason I was listening to Radio 5 was because my CD player had packed up on the way home from Plymouth last week while I'd been listening to Ocean Cats. And fortunately, it got past track 5, which is probably my favourite track on the whole album. The album is called Ocean Cats. You've got their MySpace page, right? Let's just get on with the track. They're lovely, lovely people. Alejandro, I think that's how you pronounce your name, if you're slightly... backward. Please do enjoy this. This is Me Libere.
Me Libere. Me Libere. Me Libere. Me Libere.
Ocean Cats, great album, not the drummer and bass I was expecting. Absolutely brilliant. And there's a little bit of sax on that as well. Like it a lot. I'm sure when you do bother listening to it, Tony, you realise you like it as well. Right now we have Midnight Configuration underneath, and thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week. I now want to tell you about something that you've actually normally tell me about. Roach Radio.
Alright, yeah.
Cockroach. This Thursday and Friday, Punksgiving. Now, I do have to make a point at the end of this. I'm just going to read it out first. So these are the basic facts. Thursday the 26th, this Thursday, from 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to Friday the 27th, Thanksgiving, or whichever one it turns out to be Thanksgiving, at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So 24 hours. If you go to myspace.com/roachradio, you will find what's being called Punksgiving. 24 hours of punky, and I was right, it equates to 22 shows back to back, including the very first one and a few Christmas specials. Only one repeated song in 22 shows. I've had to look all the way down, which I'm very pleased about. I got really excited just looking down the track listings on the Roach Radio blog, where there is a list of every single show that's on. He's got a right mixed bag,
right,
on there. But it is mostly from this year, but then there's lots of other ones in there as well. It looks like a really good lot. I mean, I was just going through the songs on it and went, God, I'd like to listen to that. So I will. I'll listen to some of it. All the information is on the Roach Radio MySpace page blog, basically. myspace.com/Roach Radio. So do give it a chance. If you haven't tuned in already, do give it a listen. Well, they're saying that, all you're going to hear this week is ours. But we'll see how it goes. My only problem with it, I mean, he's calling it Punksgiving, which I think is great. But my only problem with it was that we did get a message from the lovely people at Roach Radio saying, hope you enjoy the holidays.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Roach Radio? We don't fucking celebrate it, you retards. It says Thanksgiving is not a British celebration. If I'm not mistaken, Thanksgiving is based on the fact that the fucking Pilgrim Fathers had managed to survive when they had fled the evilness of Britain to settle in the US because they found some turkeys.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's right. That's why we've ended up having turkey for Christmas, didn't you know that, Tom?
Didn't know that, no.
Because we didn't used to have turkey for Christmas. We would always have, traditionally, we would have beef or goose. But now we have turkeys because we fucking copied them. But yeah, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving, you lunatics. However, if you are listening to this show, we still hope you have a lovely Punksgiving, which we will be celebrating. There you go. So that's that. All right?
Yep.
Good. Now, what do I want to talk about next? There was something else I was going to talk about here. Oh, no. Don't. Right, I'll save that as well. This is the next thing I'm going to read out, and then we'll get on with the next song. I got this very interesting email through this week. Now, listen, if you are a British band, right?
Okay.
Right, here goes if I need to get to the top. Hey, Paul and B. Basically, I'm a media student, and I've got this pretty amazing assignment that involves me and my mate create and produce a music video from scratch. We've got the choice to go for either a fan video or to use a real band, their music, their style, their stuff. So we need your help. We need a band that are totally up for getting a video made for them for absolutely free. Of course, we have tried some of our local bands that we know, but some of them, well, they've been a bit of a letdown. We thought of your podcast immediately by devoted bands who actually care about their music. We live in the south of the UK in the Hampshire area, and we go to college in Fareham, which is located around Portsmouth. So obviously, the closest band would be better in terms of scheduling shoots and meetings, etc. The band can be involved with the overall idea and vision of the video. So if you could possibly announce this on your podcast or perhaps talk to some of the bands that you know and love, then we'd be greatly appreciated. And keep up the good work. We listen to your podcast every week. Cheers, Pete Leopold de Vaff and Steph Birch. Now, what I haven't done is managed to write down an email for them. If you are a band and you are interested in finding out any more about how to get a free video done by these guys and you are in the area, email paulieb@punkyradio.com in the next few days. Title your email. We'd like to get a video done off those lovely blokes in Fareham. Right, I've got two options for them. One is the Derellas in Brighton, who will be playing at the end of the show. The other, Tony, who hail mostly from Portsmouth, Mad Dog Cole.
All right.
Now, you've seen Mad Dog Cole, haven't you? You saw Mad Dog Cole and
Frenzy. Sure, I did. Yeah.
You see, the Not Your Friends, Mad Dog Cole were the band on before Frenzy.
Yeah, they were really good.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, check this
out. Very sweary.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
But check this out. Mad Dog Cole, Tony. He makes a podcast.
Does he?
Yes, he does. I listened to it last week. It's fantastic. And it's not a lot of his chat on it. It's a lot of music. If you like psychobilly, you've got to listen to this thing, right? Just type in Mad Dog Cole to the internet. You'll find it all. I'll ask you about his MySpace page after this track. But, Tony, not only have I conversed with him by email, mm-hmm. he sent me a couple of the tracks to play on the show, and I'm going to be interviewing him, possibly in time for next week's show.
Nice.
Yes, indeed. The legend that is Mad Dog Cole, formerly of the Crewmen, one of the most distinctive voices in psychobilly, one of the most famous characters in psychobilly, and also one of the kind of most popular now for getting this band together, because it features a couple of psychobilly legends in the shape of Choppy and Jim Jeffries as well. So they're a great band, fabulous band live, and I am looking forward to it. I think I've been enough of a lick arse here, haven't I?
Just a fan.
Hell is what I'm used to.
There ain't no other life I
Mad Dog Cole, mate, classic bit of on the side. I believe you'll be hearing more of them in coming weeks, and hopefully an interview with Mark Mad Dog Cole, possibly on next week's show. I don't know. It'll depend when we can work things out when we're both around at the same time. But yeah, I was really, really chuffed when he got in touch. And the podcast is really good. If you like, it's the first podcast review I've been supposed to do. Loads and loads of psychobilly on there. There's a couple of songs on there that are kind of old classics that I don't know how he got permission to play them, but I'm not going to delve too far there.
Yeah.
But absolutely brilliant. A very enjoyable hour. And he's a bit of a laugh as well when he's having a chat between songs. Says a few, he does seem to be a bit obsessed with pot noodle, though. Not quite the rock and roll lifestyle I was expecting. Now then, Tony, if you want rock and roll lifestyle, let me tell you a little bit about me last Saturday.
Okay.
Last Saturday, I was supposed to go with my friend Lizzie to the Erotica Festival at Kensington Olympia, right?
Uh-huh.
We got down there, I don't know, about 4 o'clock, and she had a pass, and it was 28 quid to get in, and she couldn't get me in, so I said, fuck that. And left there, and I went to a pub and watched some women's rugby,
which is
a lot further away than the Erotica Festival. Right, I was waiting for a phone call from Rolly Dark Compass and the other British podcasters that were in town having a podcast meeting. They didn't phone me up. I reckon it's because they didn't dare fucking take on my legendary drinking abilities. And left themselves to it. No, I think what actually happened was that he didn't see my message saying, I'm about, after all, can you get in touch? Because the next day, but anyway, doesn't matter. I did, however, get two other texts. One from my friend Joe, who you know, Joe, she of the cunt.
Okay, yeah.
Saying that it was her birthday and there were a load of people around at her house and they were going out later and didn't want to come around. And one from my friend Renee from Iowa, who was celebrating her birthday. We don't want to talk about that, she's a little bit old. In Brixton, and didn't want to go to that. I thought, well, do you know what? One's in Borough, one's in Brixton, they're both South London. I'll do both. It was pissing down with rain. I managed to get lost trying to find my way to Joe's.
Right.
She lives on a street with an amazing name that I won't tell in case there's stalkers. It took me ages to find it, by which time I bought a bottle of red and a bottle of white wine and wandered around in the pissing rain, not being very happy. Found it. I rang the doorbell. The door was eventually answered by a very attractive woman, not Joe, obviously. This woman was attractive. A very attractive woman in a bathrobe with a towel on her head and half her makeup done. I went in where there was another woman sat at a table in a bathrobe with a towel on and half her makeup done. I sat down. Then Joe comes down saying, oh, right, what do you want? I've got you some beer. I went, no, I'm drinking wine. So, oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, no, I'm not from Mansfield, remember, because most of them were from the up north type of thing, you know, you lot. I know you drink a bit of wine, Tone, but as a rule, blokes are on the beer, aren't they? I go, no, Southern Shandy drinking Pufta, I'm on the red wine. I get stuck into the red wine, and one by one, more and more women in bathrobes walk in. A table with seven of them. I'm going, this is fucking brilliant. It's about 7 o'clock. I didn't leave till 10 because they weren't ready to go out till 10, by which time they were all in the Mansfield glam and shiny, you know what I'm on about, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Sparkly sparkly, spangly spangly, high heels, loads of makeup, looking real dirty. I get in a massive cab with them where I was, because I'd had me red and half the white by then, and one or two other bits and bobs as well. Also there were what appeared to be Ritz biscuits with cream cheese and salmon on. And I said, are these Ritz biscuits with cream cheese and salmon on? And they went, no, they're blinis. Right, okay, call them what you fucking like, they're Ritz biscuits, right? Had a few, though, very nice. I had a lovely time down there, actually. Thank you very much for inviting me, Joe. So anyway, the cab dropped me off at a non-specific tube station, because I can't remember whether it was London Bridge or Borough, because by then I was, you know, a bit... went down to Mango Landing in Brixton, which is a bit of a fucking walk up the hill from Brixton Tube in the pouring rain. Oh, I've made two bad decisions in my life, Tony. Well, I say two really bad ones, right?
Right.
Bad decision number one was that when I was 8.5 years old, I punched our Kayla at Cubs and got kicked out of Cubs. And that meant I never became any good at orienteering, hence me getting lost in the rain. Bad decision number two was on Saturday at 2:27 p.m. when I made the executive decision, because the sun was shining, not to take an umbrella to London, because it fucking pissed down on me. Right. And when you stand, it's raining, it's like American Wolf in London, and you think, oh God, I'm going to walk out on the moors. And Got up to this gig at Mango Landing, where the first thing I did was get a drink in, saw Renee, and got on the vodka shots. I was drinking Guinness and vodka shots, right?
Oh dear.
Started up a conversation with a 61-year-old woman.
Okay.
Who I thought looked about 25. Renee walked up to me and said, and I said, have you met this woman? She's 61, I can't believe it, she looks about 25. Renee whispered into my ear, Paul, in the light of day, she looks 61, you've got your beer goggles on though. To which I rather loudly said to her, and this is the word of the week for this week, right?
Uh-huh.
I haven't got my beer goggles on, I've been drinking spirits, I've got my vodka noculars. And pissed myself laughing, right? We left at 12:30, by which time I was completely loaded. And we went back to Renee's house, and her 19-year-old son Harley was there as well. I don't remember seeing him. I was put to bed. Clearly, being in a state, I was put to bed in a lovely house in the top floor room, where after several hours kip, I woke up not knowing where the fuck I was. I looked around me. I thought, this isn't my bed. These aren't my leopard print cushions. And I definitely don't have a boxer dog. Chris was laying next to me, snoozing peacefully. I thought, this isn't right. I was feeling a bit fragile. She went off to get her 9-year-old son. And while he was gone, me and Harley, the 19-year-old, who I get on with really well and is a top lad, were having a chat and a fag out the back of her house. And when she came back, she said, look, what are you doing today? I said, I've got no plans at all. And Holly said, me neither. She said, well, I'm going to take Kai, the young son, to Hamley's. And we went, fuck it, let's go to the toy shop. So I spent Sunday afternoon in the toy shop, and then I took Harley for a McDonald's for a treat.
Nice.
And then got home about 7 o'clock, having bought nothing, and decided, as if there was any doubt anyway, that I am not physically or mentally equipped to hang about by large groups of under 10s in toy shops. I nearly slit my fucking wrist, mate. I couldn't handle it at all. Top toys there, though. Really, really good toys. I like toys. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about... Oh, I'm sorry I haven't asked you, but I realise that I want to rattle on with this. This Sunday is Dolly Remixture. That's all you need to know about. Thursday night, I'm in King's Lynn. Friday night, I'm in the Isle of Wight. Saturday, I'm going to see the Bleach Boys. I'll tell you about that next week. Sunday is Dolly Remixture, featuring the Trailer Trash Orchestra, who are entirely brilliant. James Redmond, who was formerly Finn in Hollyoaks and was someone in Casualty as well. Two of the best, and he's a stand-up comic now.
Okay.
Ian Souch, or who describes himself as a mentalist in the Derren Brown style, two of the best burlesque performers on the circuit, in the shape of Kiki Kaboom and Ginger Blush, both of whom I've seen before, both of whom are absolutely brilliant, and the usual suspects, DJ Roch, myself, Natalie Evil Lesbian. I believe there'll be some stalls there, and there's party food, and it basically is... It's going to be fucking great. It's a tenner to get in. It's on Sunday. Get down to Remix Nightclub in Hitchin between 7 and 8. We're shutting the doors at 8. Getting off of that, you're out of luck. You won't get in, in fact. That's that. I'm sorry I've had to rush that bit, Tony. Is there anything that you're doing this weekend?
Not massively. No, I don't think so.
Hopefully going to see the Nerks.
Of course, yeah. Hopefully, if I'm not doing anything Saturday night, the Nerks, Warsaw.
So we'll both be seeing punk rock on Saturday night.
That'd be nice, yeah.
It'll be alright. You'll be seeing the Nerks and Meat Hook. I'll be seeing Bleach Boys and Vibrators. Fucking nice.
Fair enough.
Let's go on with the last song. This is the Derellas. We played them before. I reckon they might be interested in the video project that I had. I'm hoping to get them booked into a gig next year sometime. What I want to know is, Tony, first of all, what is Mad Dog Cole's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MadDogCole.
No, MySpace.com/MadDogCole07, making it Tony 5, poorly being the internet 1, and for 5 points, what is the Derellas MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDerellas.
MySpace.com/TheDerellas 1. No. Poorly being the internet 6, Tony 5, this is all fired up. We'll be right back. That's from the album Hollywood Monsters, Tony, which is a top glam rock album. Do check them out. myspace.com/TheDurellas1. That's the number one. The figure one. The numeric rather than the word. And also in that last bit, I didn't say, but you were listening to the Chopped Ups underneath the Saints doing such a great job on the beds this week. Right, so we haven't mentioned iTunes. Would you mind just letting people know what they should be doing this week? Because we did get back on the featured page, page two. Thank you very much to anyone who did vote for us. What should they do, Tom?
To review us at iTunes. If you go to punkyradio.com, on the left is an iTunes link. If you just hit that and you've got iTunes installed, it will open up our music store page. Well, you can subscribe to the show. Hope you have done. Great way to listen to us. But you can also review us. Please do review us. 5 stars only. We'll read them out. You do have to log in to do it, but it doesn't cost you anything. You've probably got an account anyway. So just log in.
And you really help us out.
Yeah. I'll read the US out. Paul reads the UK. Reviews out.
Yeah. And I do still want you to leave your MySpace comments for us. We did have a brilliant MySpace comment from Alana Nala Nala this week. I'm saving that for when we've got some more myspace.com/punkyradio.
Cool.
Also, I want your words of the week and all other stuff that, you know, comedy suburbs, etc., etc., to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tony wants twat to tony@punkyradio.com. Andy wants your international gig, guys. To tony@punkyradio.com, etc., etc. You should know the drill by now. Have a fantastic Punksgiving, which is what I will be celebrating this week. Maybe I'll see some of you at the Bleach Boys and Vibrators gig on Saturday night. Hopefully see some of you at Dolly Mixture. And hopefully Tony will see one or two of you at Black Market in Warsaw on Saturday night for the Merks and Meat Hook. Have I left anything out, Tony?
Don't think so.
Fucking hell, I've talked fast this week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog, a-poog.